人生里头有一些阴雨，我们才会对灿烂的阳光有更多更深的感谢。
And at times in our lives, we may have to face storms so that we may be thankful of sunshine.
人生里头有一些的困难，我们才不会去忽略了那些小小的祝福。
It is the difficulties that we encounter in our lives that we are reminded of the little blessings that we have.
人生有一些的失落，才会对所拥有的有真正的珍惜跟感恩。
And it is because of the loss that we encounter that we learn to treasure what we have.
人生里头一定会有困难。
In our lifetime, we will experience difficulties.
有时候这些困难是我们自己制造出来的。
These difficulties are sometimes manufactured by ourselves.
但是爱我们的神，他也常常会让这些困难成为我们额外的祝福。
But our merciful Lord will make these difficulties to become blessings.
有时候困难是神所给我们的。
And so these difficulties sometimes come from God.
所以它也是另外一种的祝福。
So this is another form of blessings.
虽然我们都不是喜欢所谓的困难。
Even though no one likes to encounter difficulties.
但是如果逃避困难，它仍然存在。
But if we try to run away from it, it still remains there.
所以我们都必须要去面对困难。
So it is something that we need to face.
我们都需要去认识、了解我们的困难。
We need to learn to understand and to confront our difficulties.
当我们真的去认识困难，有时候我们就发现这其实不是困难。
And when we truly understand what it is, we realize that it is really not a difficulty.
有时候我们认识了我们的困难，我们发现说这是另一种的祝福。
When we come to truly understand it, we realize that it is a really a blessing in disguise.
其中的一个困难就是我们会面对所谓的失败。
And one of the difficulties in life we'll encounter is we encounter failure.
有人以为说信仰的道路是不会有失败的。
And some might think that in this journey of faith, there will never be any type of failures.
有人认为说信仰的道路不应该有失败。
In this journey of faith, there should not be any failures.
但是事实却告诉我们，是的，在信仰的道路上也会有失败。
But the reality is that there will be failures in this journey.
每一个人都有过失败。
And every one of us have encountered failures.
或多或少，或轻或重。
And failures to a varying degrees.
所以不是去否认或者是遮掩我们的失败，而是去面对，去处理。
So we're not trying to run away or deny our failures, but rather learning to confront them.
很多时候人会因为失败而来自我放弃。
Many times because of failures, we begin to lose heart.
其实不用这样子。
But there's no need.
应该是更加谦卑的来依靠主。
But we should be humble and to trust in God.
我们都曾经看过小孩子学走路。
We've all seen children learning to walk.
没有那个小孩子学走路摔倒摔跤了，他就不再走了。
And no one child, because as learning to walk, they fall and then they stop learning.
虽然他们是那么的小，那么的脆弱，但是他们摔跤了，他们总是起来继续走。
Even though children are so small and fragile, but even though they fall, they will try to get up again.
反而在成人的世界里头有时候我们失败了，摔跤了，我们不想再走。
But in the world of the grown-up, sometimes we fall down and we don't want to get up.
所以失败是我们都要去面对的一个困难。
So failure is a difficulty that we all need to face.
请看耶稣雅记第七章。
Let's turn to Joshua chapter 7.
耶稣雅记第七章第十节。
Joshua 7 verse 10.
第十节，神吩咐耶稣亚说：“起来，你为何这样俯伏在地呢？”
The Lord said to Joshua, "Get up. Why do you lie thus on your face?"
这是耶稣亚他所遭遇的一次的失败。
And this is when Joshua failed.
啊，这是神对他所说的话，说你起来，你为什么这样匍匐在地呢？
But yet God told him to get up and not lie on the ground.
神的意思就是说，你不用质疑神的本性。
And what God wanted to tell him was that you should never doubt God's power.
神啊，你不是全能的吗？
God is almighty.
你怎么容许这样的失败发生在我的生活里头？
And how can you allow failure to come into my life?
啊，神要耶稣要不要只专注于这一次的失败？
God did not want Joshua to just look upon this one failure.
啊，我们常常会生活在失败里头。
At times we live within our failures.
啊，我们忘记了周遭还有很多的事情。
We forget about the things, other things that are around us.
啊，神告诉耶稣亚，你不用去过分的忧虑人对你的失败是怎样来评论。
And God told Joshua not to be concerned about what other people view your failure to be.
为什么我们会躲在失败里头不愿意出来？
Why is it so that sometimes we live within our failures and we are unwilling to come out?
啊，为什么失败不会成为我们的祝福？
And why is it that we cannot turn the failure into blessings?
啊，因为我们实在是很担忧别人对我们失败的评论。
Because we worry how others will look at us.
啊，所以神对耶稣亚说，你起来。
So God told Joshua to get up.
啊，因为耶稣亚他也实在是在忧虑着周遭的这些所谓的外族人，他们怎么来评论这一个失败。
Joshua perhaps was concerned about how the enemies and will view him.
啊，是的，在失败里头，啊，总是会包含着一些所谓的错误。
Within our failure, perhaps we made mistakes.
啊，有错误就需要被赦免、被接纳。
So if there are mistakes, we need to learn to ask for forgiveness.
啊，在人的生活里头，啊，最充满着赦免跟接纳的，就是我们的父母亲。
And in our life, the one who receive us and forgive us the most, they are our parents.
正常的父母亲总是愿意接纳赦免自己的孩子。
Parents will always be willing to forgive and to accept their own children's mistakes.
圣经告诉我们，我们的天父真神他更是这样子。
And so the Bible tells us that our Heavenly Father is even more so.
不是我们只有我们有失败，圣经里头这些古圣徒他们也都曾经有过他们的失败。
And as we read the scriptures, the saints of the past, they've also had encountered their own failures.
所以神不要我们生活在错误跟过患里头。
So God does not want us to live within these mistakes and sins.
他要我们从失败里头走出来。
God wants us to walk away from these failures.
啊，我们不想要见看到人。
And sometimes we don't like to see people.
啊，所以神叫我们说，那你就看我。
And so God says that just look upon me.
好，我们请看列王记上十一章。
Let's turn to First Kings 11.
列王记上十一啊十九章。
First Kings chapter 19 instead.
十九章十一节。
19 verse 11.
十一节，神说：“你出来站在山上，在我啊，在我面前。”第一句话。
Verse 11 says that God told him to go out and stand on the mountain before the Lord.
这是以利亚先知的失败。
And this was when Elijah when he failed.
他在这个山洞里头。
He was hiding in the cave.
他啊，不愿意。出来去见人。
He was unwilling to come out and to see others.
虽然他对神仍然是充满着热心。
Even though he was full of faith and fervency towards God.
但是神不要他生活在失败里头。
But God did not want him to live within his failures.
所以神对他说，你出来，你站着。
So God told him to go out and to stand.
你站在我面前，你看我。
To stand before the Lord and to behold the Lord.
不但旧约的古圣徒他们会失败，新约的这些使徒他们也会失败。
So not only saints in the Old Testament, but the New Testament, we see that the apostles also they have failed.
请看马可福音十六章。
Let's turn to Mark chapter 16.
马可福音十六章。 第七节。
Mark 16, verse 7.
第七节，那天使说，你们可以去告诉他的门徒和彼得，说他在你们以先往加利利去，在那里你们要见他，正如他从前所告诉你们的。
Verse 7, and go and tell his disciples and Peter that he goes before you into Galilee, and there you will see him as he has said to you.
主耶稣受死之后三天。
After 3 days after Jesus died.
有三位姐妹，她们想要拿香膏来膏主耶稣的尸体。
There were three sisters brought the ointment to anoint the body of Jesus.
她们会想象中会有第一个困难。
They thought about one of the difficulties they might encounter.
就是那个放耶稣的那个洞啊，已经被一个大石头堵住了。
And they thought that the stone would block the tomb.
虽然他们有三个人，但是他们想说，他们三个人还没有办法挪开那个石头。
Even though there were three of them, but they thought that they would not be able to roll away the tombstone.
虽然知道有这个困难，但是他们还是拿着香膏前往。
Even though they perceived this difficulty, but they continue onward.
结果他们发现那个石头已经挪开了。
But when they got there, they saw that the stone has already rolled away.
让他们更诧异的是，那洞里头已经不再有耶稣的尸体。
And to their amazement, the Lord Jesus was no longer in the tomb.
反而他们看见了一位所谓的少年人，就是神的。神的天使。
And they saw a young man, that is the angel of God.
这个神的使者再一次的跟他们讲，你们为什么在这里要找那个已经复活的耶稣呢？
And he said to them, why are you looking for the living among the dead?
因为从人的理性来看，一个被钉死的人，他怎么会复活？
A person who has been crucified and died, how can he raise up again?
所以他们很惊慌。
So they were very astonished.
那这个少年人对他们说，你们不用惊慌，不用害怕。
And so the young man told him that do not be alarmed.
那交代他们一件很重要的事情。
And told them one very important thing.
说第七节说，去告诉他的门徒和彼得。
To go and tell his disciples and Peter.
到加利利去见我。
And so that to ask them to come meet me in Galilee.
难道彼得不是门徒当中的一位吗？
Isn't Peter among the disciples?
为什么要刻意的说去告诉门徒和彼得？
So what does it say here to tell his disciples and Peter?
因为彼得是众人当中可以说是在这个人的层面来看，他好像是最失败的一个。
Because at the time, Peter was perhaps the one that has the greatest failure.
那彼得自己也应该是这样认为。
And Peter himself perhaps realized this.
所以主耶稣也是一样，要彼得从失败里头走出来。
So the Lord Jesus wanted Peter to walk out from his own failures.
主耶稣说，都到加利利来见我。
So Jesus summoned all of them to come to Galilee.
所以主耶稣神也是叫耶稣亚说，你为什么匍匐在地？你要站起来。
So the when God told Joshua to get up and not lay on the ground.
虽然你失败，但是我还是接纳你，我赦免你。
Even though you fail, but yet I continue to forgive you, to accept you.
你不是躲在失败里头，你是要去面对，要去处理你的失败。
And you should not hide within your failures, but rather learn to deal with it.
所以耶稣亚真的起来。他去寻找这个失败的原因。
So when Joshua rose up and seek the reasons of his failure.
真的去面对失败，才真的能够解决失败。
And so when he learned to confront his own failures, then he can take care of it.
解决失败的过程跟本身就是另外一个祝福。
The process of this failure resolution leads to blessings.
或许别人可能不原谅我们，不能接纳我们。
Even though others may not forgive us or accept us.
但是神他总是愿意接纳赦免我们。
But the Lord Jesus, God, he is willing to receive us.
因为 我们的神是要我们从失败里头来走出来。
But God wants us to walk away from our failures.
啊，让我们的失败成为我们另外一个层面的祝福。
So that our failures can become a form of blessing.
请看约翰一书第一章。
Let's turn to 1 John chapter 1.
约翰一书第一章第九节。
Chapter 1 verse 9.
第九节，我们若认自己的罪，神是信实的，是公义的，必要赦免我们的罪，洗净我们一切的不义。
If we confess our sins, He is faithful and just to forgive us of our sins and to cleanse away, cleanse us from all unrighteousness.
啊，为什么我们一定能够从失败中出来？
How can we come out from our own failures?
因为第九节是神对我们大家的应许。
Verse 9, it is a promise of God.
造成失败的原因到处都有。
The reasons of failures are many.
而圣灵的感动、圣灵的指证也是到处都有。
And the movement of the Holy Spirit can also is also very common.
所以要紧的是我们愿意接受圣灵的指责，我们良心的纠正。
So are we willing to accept when the Holy Spirit rebukes us, are we willing to accept it?
我们愿意去承认，去面对，然后离开。
Are we willing to confess and to depart from these sinful states?
为什么失败它会存在我们的生活里头？
Why does failure exist in our heart?
就是要让我们离开错误。
It is for us to depart from what is wrong.
我们都知道一点点的食物很快的会引来一群的蚂蚁。
If we leave some food on the table, it will attract legions of ants.
一点点腐败的食物会让所有的食物很快的就腐败了。
If we leave food unattended, it becomes rotten very quickly.
这就是为什么我说失败其实是另外一个层面的祝福。
So that's why I would say that failure it is actually a blessing in disguise.
如果我们去面对失败，我们就很容易的把那小小的错误赶快的。把它除掉。
If we can face these failures, then we can put away these rotten things in our lives.
我们或许没有大的失败，我们也会有小的失败。
If we haven't had any major failures, perhaps there are small failures.
那我们去面对生活当中任何一个层面的小小的失败。
And so if we learn to deal with these small failures in our lives,
会有失败，但是靠着神的恩惠。我们妥善的去面对去处理。
By the grace of God, we learn to deal with these and to take care of these small failures.
这样让我们在一生的年日里头，我们没有惧怕。
So that in the days of our life, we will not live in fear.
因为有错误就会有惧怕。
Because if we are mistaken, then there will be fear.
如果让小小的错误慢慢的发酵成为大的错误。
If there are small mistakes in our lives, it will become a big mistake.
那就会有甚至会成为永远的惧怕，永远的不平安。
Then this type of unrest and fear will remain in our hearts.
那更重要的，我们都很愿意来爱神，来侍奉神。
And we are all willing to love God and to serve Him.
失败帮助我们除掉那些小错误。
And so these failures help us to get rid of these small mistakes.
我们才能够真正的用圣洁跟公义来侍奉神。
So that we can truly worship God in holiness and righteousness.
我们请看路加福音第一章。
Let's turn to Luke chapter 1.
路加福音第一章七十五节。
Chapter 1 verse 75.
七十五节就可以终身在他面前坦然无惧的用圣洁公义侍奉他。
In holiness and righteousness before him all the days of our life.
我们是一辈子的要来面对神的。
We need to see God all the days of our life.
而且是没有害怕的用圣洁跟公义在侍奉他。
To see him and to serve him without fear in holiness and righteousness.
这是我们每一个人我们的目标。
This is our goal in life.
这也是我们每一个人我们人生的目的。
This is the purpose of our life.
所以神他有时候会用失败来帮助我们达成这一个目的。
So through our failures, God help us to achieve this.
生活当中的另外一个困难就是我们有时候会问说，神啊，你在哪里？
And some of the Another difficulty is that we may encounter is we ask, we don't know where God is.
有时候我们会问说，神啊，你还掌控一切吗？
We may ask, God, where are you? Are you still in control?
我们会说，如果是出于神的事情，我一定顺服到底。
We will say that if it is out of God, I will learn to be submissive.
但是这不等同于我同样的去顺从人。顺服人。
But this does not mean that I will be submissive to man.
甚至要我去顺服一些所谓的罪人。
And to be submissive even to sinners.
那这个是我们生活当中的一个问题，我们的挣扎。
So this is a common struggle that we may encounter.
那这样的困惑，这样的挣扎，它问题到底在哪里？
So what is the basis of these questions and struggles?
常常生活里头缺乏那种必须要有的顺服，而让我们的生活变得不美好。
And because we are lacking in submission, therefore our lives may not be as perfect as it could be.
这句话好像对，我完全的顺服神。但是我不能够同样这样来顺服人。
And we may say that we are completely submissive to God, but we cannot be submissive to man.
其实在很内心深处啊，我们似乎在质疑着说，神，你真的无处不在吗？你真的掌控一切吗？
So in the bottom of our hearts, we question whether or not God is truly omnipotent and in control.
虽然我们常常会说神啊，愿你的旨意成全。
We may pray that may your will be done.
但是事实上我们的表现并不是这样子。
But yet our behavior may not correlate.
我们会对政府有很多的，有时候有很多的埋怨。
We may have show signs of anguish and discontent towards our government.
有时候我们会对这些执法的人也充满着很多的抱怨。
And for those who are in power, we feel that they are incompetent.
甚至我们对我们的父母、对我们的长辈也会有埋怨。
Sometimes we complain towards our parents and our elders.
有时候我们也会对教会的这些所谓的工作人员有所埋怨。
Or perhaps we may have complaints against church workers.
因为有时候在这些人身上啊，我们好像真的看不见神的作为在里头。
Because from them we cannot see God's work.
所以我们很容易就用我们直接的看见跟感受来评论这些人或这些事情。
So we use our direct experience to make judgments.
所以很多时候我们没有说我不顺服，但是我们却充满着很多的苦。
But sometimes we do not say that we are not submissive, but yet we are very painful.
因为我所看见的，我所感受的，就是让我很受苦。
Because what we see, what we experience, bring us much suffering.
这个也曾经是约伯的经验。
This was Job's experience.
请看约伯记二十一章。
Let's turn to Job, chapter 21.
Job 21:3.
Job 21:3.
第三节，请宽容我，我要说，我又要说话，说了以后，任凭你们耻笑吧。
Verse 3, bear with me that I may speak. After I have spoken, keep mocking.
约伯觉得很苦，所以他说。你们不愿意听，但是请再听我一下。
Job, he was in great pain. He said that even though they did not want to listen, but he asked him to listen once again.
你们不能够明白，你们还是会讥笑我，但是我还是要说。
Even though you don't understand me, you will continue to mock me, but I must speak.
那说了好像会舒服一点，但是说了其实更加的苦。
By speaking, it may make him feel better, but yet, it is not really.
再请看二十三章。
Also, read chapter 23.
23章啊，第一节第二节。
Verses 1 and 2.
耶伯回答说，如今我哀告还算为悖逆，我的责罚比我的哀恨还重。
Yet Job says that even today my complaint is bitter, my hand is listless because of my groaning.
有时候我们说讲出来了就会舒服一点。
And at times we say that if we say it out, we might feel better.
但是纵然耶伯讲了，但是他还是觉得很苦。
But even through his complaints, he feel bitter.
他的所受的苦比他所讲出来的还要苦。
The pain that he experienced is more bitter than what he has spoken.
所以神的作为到底在哪里？
So where can we find the work of God?
别人说耶伯不对，其实耶伯并不是那样的人。
His friends accuse him of doing wrong, but he was not like that.
所以他怎么能够去顺服他这些朋友呢？
So how could he learn to listen to his friends?
所以耶伯他所看到的、所感受到的就是苦。
So what Job experienced was true pain and suffering.
虽然耶伯好像虽然我们没有说神啊，你真的到处都在吗？
So even though we do not question God's existence.
那其实这是我们真正问题的所在。
But yet this is the essence of our questions.
我们都知道答案是肯定的，神是无处不在。
And we know that the answer is affirmative, that God is everywhere.
无论我们所看到的事情外在所显露出来的是怎样，神他总是第一个原因。
It doesn't matter what happens, God is the first reason why it happened.
我们请看耶伯记四十章。
Let's turn to Job 40.
耶伯记四十章第一节。
Chapter 40, verse 1.
神又对耶伯说，强辩的岂能可以跟全能者争论吗？以神辩驳的可以回答这些吧。
Verse 1, Moreover, the Lord answered Job and said, Shall the one who contends with the Almighty correct him? He who rebuke God, let him answer.
耶伯在很没有办法忍耐之下，他希望说神跟他面对面来对话。
Job wanted to ask God face to face.
我们知道在旧约时代啊，人是很怕见到神。
In the Old Testament times, a man cannot see God.
很多人看到神的荣光啊，他们都很害怕说我会死了。
They are afraid that by seeing God's glory, they will die.
那耶伯的请求啊，就好像在找死。
And when Job asked for this, he's asking to die almost.
他请求神跟他面对面。
He asked to face God.
人在很苦的时候，真的就是这样，所谓的豁出去。
And so in times of bitterness, he had no reservation.
神啊，只要你跟我面对面，就是我会死，我也灵验。
He says that even though he could die, he was willing to take the risk.
神真的来跟耶伯对话。
So Job, so God spoke to him directly.
第三节
，verse 3.
于是耶伯回答神，第四节，我是卑贱的，我用什么回答你呢？只好用手捂口。
Job answered the Lord and said, Behold, I am vile. What shall I answer you? I lay my hand over my mouth.
第五节，我说了一次，不再回答；说了两次，就不再说。
And verse 5, Once I have spoken, but I will not answer. Yes, twice, but I will proceed no further.
本来耶伯一直在觉得说，神你怎么不出来主持公道？
And God, Job questioned why God did not come out and play the judge.
那现在神出面了。
When God appeared,
耶伯他真的知道神是一切的原因。
And God, Job realized that God is the reason why that he encountered suffering.
我们看四十二章。
Let's read chapter 42.
第一节。
Verse 1.
耶伯回答神说，我知道你万事都能做，你的旨意不能拦阻。
Job says that I know that you can do everything and that no purpose of yours can be withheld from you.
第三节，谁用无知的言语使你的旨意隐藏呢？我所说的是我不明白的，这些事太奇妙，是我不知道的。
Who is it that hides your counsel without knowledge, and therefore I have uttered what I did not understand? Things are too wonderful for me, which I did not know.
耶伯的结论就是说，无论如何， 神是我们应该继续去相信去依靠的。
So Job's conclusion of the matter is that no matter what, God is the one that we should believe in and trust in.
我们不用去怀疑。
We should have no doubts.
但是我们很容易的舍弃神，我们去依靠我们所想的，我们所看得见的。
But often we tend to forsake God and trust in the things that we find to be reliable.
所以很多问题其实在我们里头，我们在质疑着神，你在吗？你在掌控一切吗？
And so the root of the problem is that sometimes we question God's mighty powers.
知识上我们知道神无处不在，神掌控一切。
In knowledge, we know that God is almighty and God is everywhere.
但是如果没有仔细的去省察，其实我们里头是真的在，是真的存着，存着怀疑不满。
But without close examination, we will not realize that we are truly full of doubts.
所以这是我们必须去面对的困难。
So this is one of the difficulties that we must confront.
我们不希望像约伯经历这么多，我们才去明白。
We should not be like Job, encountering so much before we understand.
我们应该从其他的例子，我们早一点的来明白这样的事情。
And from his example, we can learn to come to understand this at an earlier stage.
我们看约瑟的例子。
If we study the story of Joseph,
约瑟他没有说神啊，我绝对顺服你，但是人我不能顺服。
Joseph did not say that God, I obey, but I will not obey man.
所以我们看到一路上约瑟不但对神是顺服的，他对人也是顺服的。
So Joseph, throughout his encounters, he was submissive towards God and man.
所以在人来看，他好像受了伤害，但是却是更大的祝福。
And so from the point of view of man, it appears that he was harmed, but yet at the end, he received the greatest blessings.
所以约瑟能够说出那么好的结论。
So Joseph can come to a wonderful conclusion.
虽然我们很熟，但是我还是愿意跟大家再来看一次。
And we are very familiar with this passage. I would like to share.
创世纪五十章。
Genesis 50.
五十章十九节。
Verse 19.
约瑟对他们说：“不要害怕，我岂能代替神呢？”
Joseph said to them, "Do not be afraid. Am I in the place of God?"
虽然这是结论就是神掌控一切。
And so the conclusion is that God is the one that controls all things.
但是约瑟在讲这个结论之前，他的生活里头就真的是神掌控一切。
But long before he said this, he has demonstrated that God rules over him.
所以从圣经的记载里头，我们看到他每一次的遭遇里头，他没有埋怨人。他没有埋怨神。
In the Bible, we see that every encounter, every difficulty that he encountered, he never complained against God or man.
所以他总是很真实的相信神无处不在，神掌控一切。
He believed in the work of God and that God controls all things.
所以他对人没有埋怨，所以他能够顺服人。
Therefore, he had no complaints towards others, so he was submissive.
有时候看起来好像他吃亏，他甚至受伤害。
It appears as though he was taken advantage of, and he was harmed.
但是他说，我只能够代替神呢。
But he said that how can I take God's place?
二十节
，verse 20.
从前你们的意思是要害我，但神的意思原是好的，要保全许多人的性命，成就今日的光景。
20, but as for you, you meant evil against me, but God meant it for good in order to bring it about as it is this day to save many people's lives.
从人来看好像是伤害。
For God, it appeared that this is something harmful.
对当事人，对约瑟来讲，在当下真的也是，他也是受苦受伤害。
Joseph truly suffered much.
但是从另一个层面来看，这是一个更大的祝福在里头。
But if we look at it from a different perspective, we find an abundance of blessing within.
有谁不爱自己的家？
Who does not like their own home?
有谁不愿意出最大的力量来保护自己的家？
Who does not want to give the greatest strength to protect their home?
虽然有这样的意愿，但是有时候没有那样的力量。
Even though he has the will, but he was lacking in strength.
但是在经过这 这个过程之后，约瑟他愿意，而且他有那个能力。
But after going through this process, Joseph he has the power and he has the will and the might.
啊，真的，其实无论如何，神无处不在，神掌控一切。
And no matter what, God is in control of all things, and He is Almighty.
啊，所以在我们的生活当中，啊，我们尽量的不要去，不用去质疑神的保护跟看顾。
So in our daily lives, we should not doubt God's care and providence.
哦，我们大可不用啊，为还没有知道的将来有过多的忧虑。
We should not have too many fears and worries about the future.
哦，当一个孩子啊有了病痛
，and when a child is sick,
当做妈妈的从医生那里得到了处方。
And we get the prescription from the pediatrician.
啊，或许那个药是很苦。
Perhaps the medicine is quite bitter.
哦，但是妈妈会用医生的那个处方药来给孩子吃。
But the mother will, but the parent will give the prescription as prescribed to the child.
啊，因为要孩子能够病得到医治。
And because this is so that the child may recover quickly.
哦，虽然那个药很苦，但是妈妈会喂给孩子吃。
Even though the medicine is quite bitter, but the mother will feed it to the child.
啊，有时候神好像也是用瓶子中的那个苦药来让我们喝。
So sometimes God allows us to take that bitter medicine.
哦，在喝的当下真的是很苦。
It is indeed very bitter.
啊，那我们不需要有那种不必要的啊质疑神，你存在吗？你还掌控一切吗？
And so there's no need for us to doubt God.
我们最后看罗马书第八章。
Let's turn to Romans chapter 8.
罗马书八章三十七节。
Chapter 8, verse 37.
三十七节，然而靠着爱我们的主，在这一切的事上已经得胜有余了。
In all these things, we are more than conquerors through Him who loves us.
啊，这是我们应该有的自信。
This is the belief and confidence we should have.
啊，无论什么事情发生在我们的生活里头
，No matter what happens.
啊，主耶稣的意思是要在让我们在一切的事情上面得胜又有余。
The will of God is for us to be victorious beyond all things.
啊，除了我们所需要的，我们能够得到充足。
Now, no need to be full in the things in our daily necessities.
有时候他也会让我们有足够的啊这个阴雨天。
And he will also give us sufficient amount of rainy days.
啊，他也会给我们足够的困难。
And sufficient amount of difficulties.
他也会给我们一些足够的失落。
And sufficient amount of failures.
我们一起唱诗160首。
Let us sing hymn 160.
见有真光照在我前方，借大荣耀辉煌，天上之光不能一比较。